This episode of Insomnia Radio San Francisco is brought to you by ClickCaster. Create, explore, connect at clickcaster.com. From the noise pop capital of the world, welcome to Insomnia Radio San Francisco. And now here is your host, Scott Tinetti.
Hey gang, and welcome to this episode of Insomnia Radio San Francisco. Consider yourselves warned. From here on out, this episode is not work safe and not kid safe.
Fucking flat out, it is gonna save you from nuclear war. ocean on the other guy. Hey, hey. It's well underway. And no amount of our arrogance is gonna get anyone running to our defense. Hey, hey. It's well underway.
Song that just rang out violently in your ears was from a San Francisco band named The Frequency, and the track was called Underway. You can check them out at thefrequencysf.com, and they have a pretty cool website. It is sort of conspiratorial in nature. It shows mugshots of the band. It gives sort of disclaimers on the music. For example, on one of the pages, it says, danger, risk of death by reality shock. What is the frequency? The frequency is San Francisco. The frequency is revolution. The frequency is politically incorrect, patriotic, and considered by some to be absolutely un-American. The frequency is not for the feeble-minded or the weak-spirited. It is honest and real. It will alarm you, frighten you, anger you, and definitely ignite you. In other words, once you tune in, there is no tuning out. The truth is not only jarring, it is illegal. So go check them out, thefrequencysf.com, or they can also be found at myspace.com/thefrequencysf. And then prior to that was The Parting Gift with their song Caught Inside. And The Parting Gift actually has departed. They have broken up. unfortunately. I recently found this out via MySpace, and apparently a couple of the members shipped themselves off to Vermont. One is remaining in San Francisco, and their MySpace page says, do look out for possible future projects from these band members again in the future. So go to partinggift.com, that's PartingGift.com, or myspace.com/partinggift. Now, when you go to their website at partinggift.com, you can actually download their entire latest album from which this song comes. And it's really, really good stuff. So if you are interested, if that track grabbed you in any way, go over to their website, download the entire thing for free. Tell them you heard them here on this show, and I'm sure that the band members would be pleased to know that they're still being listened to. All right, guys. I have nothing to say. Sometimes in planning shows, I may think of one, two, or three kind of hot topics that I want to get out there, either about this show or Insomnia Radio and the family of shows or the indie music project or whatever else is going on. But maybe I'll talk about the weather, huh? A couple of weeks ago, it was 115 degrees for 8 days straight with tons of humidity, which is completely unnormal from where I live. And this morning, it is overcast, and I'm wearing a sweatshirt. So go figure. And it's the second week of August. So there's my weather segment for the day. Consider yourselves informed. Next up, we have Hybrid Kid and their song Dropped on Insomnia Radio San Francisco.
You came crashing down. Not a whiz, I arrived in a seaside called Star Village that somehow dropped you in it. On your feet, your eyes staring wide. Can't make the big impression, can't be that fake inside. You think you are me, what you brought. Sorry for what's all you now.
genre listed on their MySpace page is indie shoegaze. The band name listed on their MySpace page is The Other Side. And the song title, as per their MySpace page, was Dirty Devil. Why so many MySpace page references? I have no idea. I just felt like being silly, I guess. Yeah, my wife says I have that problem. I only laugh at my own jokes. Check them out at myspace.com/theotherside. They don't have any gigs listed currently, but check back if you like the music and download some other songs. They're also available on the Podcast Music Network, and they say on their site page, and I quote, "You can put us in your podcasts," and they provide a link directly to them on the PodSafe Music Network. So go check out The Other Side. And before that was Hybrid Kid with their song Dropped. Now, while the song was playing, I realized I hadn't researched the band too much, so I went to their website. I just typed in hybridkid.com, which worked, except for all of a sudden the URL changed, and it said hybrid.co.uk. And I thought, that's the extension for websites out of the United Kingdom. And then I got scared. I thought, did I just play a band from the UK here on a show that is devoted to San Francisco indie music? And so quickly, I'm racing around the site. I can't find bios. I can't find any information that's going to help me out. And so I just on a wild whim went to what I thought would be their MySpace page. And sure enough, they are from San Francisco. The lead singer is originally from London, but now lives here. And so those lads are putting together some really great music. You can go check them out at myspace.com/hybridkid or hybridkid.com, and we'll take you to that UK site. All right. No real great theme this episode, just a lot of great music, although I think in my own mind anyways, after listening to the playlist several times through before deciding to record the show with these songs in the playlist and in the order that they are, I get a feeling of dirty rock. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I just mean kind of scuffed up jeans, dirty t-shirts, dingy basements, beer-soaked clubs, and just lots of crazy guitar work. And this next song is no exception. It's called Axis One by a band called Chords Are Dead. It is fronted by two folks, a guy and a gal. They each play guitar, and then there's a drummer. So no bassist, but I think that they do fill in on the bottom end quite well on their own. And they remind me a lot of Sonic Youth, and it's not just because of a female lead kind of screaming out vocals a la Kim Gordon, but it's also because of the alternate tunings they use, and they really do space out on the guitar work. So check it out. I think it's really lovely. And she does sing tons better than Kim Gordon. So here is The Other Side. Oh, I just said, take two, or not. I am going backwards in the playlist, apparently. I'm just going to go back to all the bands in reverse order and end up with the first one I played. No, here is Chords Are Dead with Axis One. I should be shot. She presented as such a nice girl. Eye contact is appropriate. She presented as such a nice girl. Eye contact is appropriate. Axis One. Disorder severe. Flowers.
I worked a system of disbeliefs I could not otherwise detain. There was a whistle, it woke me up one night, just like a spooky child's refrain. So needless to say, I don't find it very comforting. Needless to say, I don't find it very comforting at all. I never told you, you speak in rays of light, your tongue has ruined both my eyes. Those insane lips push such soft sounds docilely, though I resist, I cannot fight. So why must I? Has been the best day of my life. Why should I even try when I know I'm always bound to? Why should I even try when I know I'm always bound to fail?
I really do not want to know what that liquid was dropping into a receptacle of more liquid, but I think I can kind of get that mental picture out. That was Cult of Sue Todd and their song Snatch from their forthcoming album, Kelsey Grammer Loves Us. The album's going to drop on September 19th, and they've got a few shows coming up in support of it. They're going to be playing August 21st at the Red Devil Lounge in San Francisco, and then they're going to do some brief dates in Oregon and Washington. And on their MySpace page, which is at myspace.com/cultofsuetodd, that's S-U-E-T-O-D-D, they also list a couple of dates in 2007, May and July, to be exact. So these guys know at least that they're going to be in New York, I think in July of 2007. So kudos to them, and hopefully they can build a tour around it. Again, Kelsey Grammer Loves Us is the title of the album. That song was called Snatch, and look for it around September 19th. And before that, Chords Are Dead, a Berkeley-based band, with their song Axis One. And as I mentioned before, it's a three-piece, two guitars and a drummer. Amelia Terry was the voice that you heard, much better than Kim Gordon. But part of that song really, really reminds me of Goo-era Sonic Youth. Goo being, you know, one of my top favorite Sonic Youth albums of all time, probably up in my top three or four, definitely. So check them out at myspace.com/chords are dead. Let's see if we have any whips or upcoming shows. September 5th at the Hotel Utah is the one that they have earmarked. The Hotel Utah is in San Francisco. If you're around then, go check it out. But check out their MySpace page, myspace.com/chords are dead. You can download three of their songs from the Siren EP, which is Axis One comes from this EP. Okay, so if we if we had a number of dirty songs, now we're going to kind of go to some lighter and I don't want to say clean, but how about lovely? Just kind of nicer, nice tones. Not that the other songs weren't nice at all. Of course, they were fantastic. Otherwise, I would not even be putting them on the show. But the next two songs, the last two songs of this episode, are kind of a contrast in, as you know, compared to what I've played earlier today. So we are going to hear from New Telepathic Friends and their lush song called All Stars. And to close it out, we're going to have Bloomsday with their song Ramona Part 2. And that song is definitely not work or kid safe. So if you think that you've skated around the issue by closing your door at work or turning down the volume and have invited your coworkers and kids back in to listen, I suggest that for the last song, you you block it from them. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode 16 of Insomnia Radio San Francisco. Thank you for listening. If you subscribe to either feed, the MP3 or the Enhanced AAC, thank you very much. And tell a friend. Do me a favor and tell one friend this week about Insomnia Radio San Francisco and make sure they listen to them and to the episodes, or at least to this episode. And, tell me what you think. Tell me what your friend thinks. You can send me a message at scott@insomniaradio.net. And that's it for this week. I'm going to close it out with New Telepathic Friends and with a band called Bloomsday. So I hope you all enjoy your week. I hope to be back next week with a brand new show. And take care, everybody. This homesick.
It's times like these when Pomona thinks, what the fuck? How did choice and chance and coincidence lead me to a bar like this more than once? And the young man beside her with the slick back hair asks if she's ever been married before. And she says, yeah, Freddie, but that don't matter anyhow anymore. My apologies, he says, my apologies. What do you do for a living, man? And it's questions like this, asked with such innocence, that make her think, what the fuck? So she sets down a drink and fishes out another cigarette. Turns to Freddy, not much more than a boy. Lights up and says, let's just get to the heart of the situation. Do you believe that God has a place in casual conversation? No. Do you believe in hope these days? Right now, I just don't know. Like 18 years or so. And she knows it. She was filled with, man, everything. Now she can't avoid it. The pangs in her gut tell her it is so. She can't escape the occupation of nothing everywhere. And it's places like this that make Ramona think, what the fuck? Dear, my blind faith in fate really spit me out back here. She listens to the nothings with nothing to lose. And she has to ask herself, she become a nothing too. And she says to Freddy again, let's get to the heart of this situation. Do you believe that God has a place in casual conversation? No. Right now, I just don't know myself. I don't know. Anything really change in 18 years, much less everything.
hope these days? Can you find love in this bar's haze? You better look for both these days. Just look on down the road. Cause I don't know myself. I don't know.
This has been a joint production of Indie Music Project and Insomnia Radio, killing your FM around the world. Make sure to check out our site at sf.insomniaradio.net. And thanks for listening, gang. We'll see you next time.